Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that dollar TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live. Thank you.
Don't want to be involved. First, I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade, like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I Ain't Got Me No Money blues. There is the I Ain't Got Me No Woman blues. There's the I Ain't Got Me No Money and I Ain't Got Me No Woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O GATE Blue. And if you still water and GATE is the game, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blue. Let me see if I can dial it. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected message is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all can see the fight and still cannot. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon. Very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? Defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America. The international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover, the king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate? How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool. What a game. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and we got there, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. That'd be a whole charade with at this time in the past, I collect the name of investors to head off the tapes. We take experience in the image of John Wayne State, Jackson State, Southern authorized bombing raid, hacking a Bobby Seal. Somebody tell these men. five movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened is J. Edgar Hoover, the king, is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. 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 Beneath that cesspool. What a game.
Drama in the U.S. Senate today over whether or not a government shutdown will happen. And smack in the middle of it all is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He's trying to mount a filibuster on a spending bill. Democrats want to vote on a spending plan. The House already passed a spending bill defunding Obamacare. Like Senator Cruz and Tea Party Republicans are championing.
Senate Republicans should stand united to stop Harry Reid from changing the House bill.
This is not has nothing to do with politics. This has something to do with people trying to shut the government down, and they're trying to hold both parties hostage.
The current spending plan expires on September 30th. Obamacare enrollment begins the next day.
Morning and the Westgate hostage crisis is over. His announcement followed another day of confusion, contradiction, and waiting outside the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi as Kenyan security forces moved in.
Our confrontation with the terrorists at the Westgate Mall left 240 casualties. I report with great sadness that 61 civilians lost their lives in the attack. Six security officers made the ultimate sacrifice to defeat the criminals. Three floors of the Westgate Mall collapsed, and there are several bodies still trapped in the rubble, including the terrorists.
Mine or 11 arrests have been made and interrogation has already begun. An FBI team is due to arrive from America shortly to assist. Tuesday morning saw soldiers sweeping the building room by room, floor by floor, using explosive charges to open locked doors and defusing a number of explosive devices that had been left by the Al-Shabaab militants. By mid-afternoon, the Kenyan authorities had allowed traffic back into the nearby streets, and they were calling on car owners to retrieve their vehicles from the supermarket car park inside Westgate. The first victims have been prepared for burial. African victims of an ideological war in which they are caught in the middle. The second time the Kenyan capital has been targeted by Islamic extremists since the U.S. embassy was bombed in 1998. President Kenyatta was unable to confirm intelligence reports that the attackers included foreign nationals. 51 people are still missing. And Kenyan soldiers said the floors of Westgate were covered in blood, with bodies scattered all around. The Kenyan Interior Minister has also revealed that the operation was clearly planned well in advance, as it appears Al-Shabaab rented a shop in Westgate, allowing it to discreetly build up supplies for this operation.
Oh shit, that clip's over. Okay. I guess I could start the show now. I'm glad we heard everything I said. Okay, let's see. All right.
Move the microphone. See if she's walking. I don't know. Probably have a lot of echo because I ain't got my shit plugged in right. Hopefully this thing is working. Can everybody hear me there in BTR land? I hope so. Anyway, welcome to the Ron Beck Show live on BTR. I was on Perry's show earlier, and he only gets 30 minutes. He's being punished for some reason. From unknown reasons. So anyway, I see my co-host, and I'm going to bring her on here, and then we'll start opening up the phone lines. Hello, Antoinette. How are you doing this evening, my dear?
Hello, Ron. I'm well. How are you?
Better now. Hopefully my computer's working well. My volume is working well on my microphone.
Yes,
I'm hoping.
Got that well. We heard tell your son he got to cut the grass tomorrow.
No, that was a friend of mine. He ain't worried about his property being registered to the state. He ain't worried about none of this shit. It's no big deal. He's a sheeple, so he don't know no better. But he's not worried about whatever happens, happens. One of those, you know, lost souls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. Anyway, late show. Like I said, I'm hijacking into Perry show kind of thing. So, anyway, let me bring Perry on here real quick. See how he's doing. Perry Steele, what's happening, man?
Oh, I'm here. Trying to figure out a way to get out of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they stuck the shit to you, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm looking at my payment thing here. It's still not paid.
Well, they still want the money.
Uh-huh.
You had to check with your bank. Check with the bank.
Yeah.
Because if something goes wrong, they'll lock your shit up. They will lock it up. They won't do nothing.
Then did this
I know,
shit
I bet
months.
You that.
Then
I had to
want
to change my account.
Look at that. Huh?
Oh, lovely.
3 months. Then did for about three
what?
Months.
That's always nice. Well, I'm going to crank up these other phone calls real quick.
Shit up, man. 4 months. My payment cycle. No, I'm saying.
They
don't fuck me up bad, man.
When their services is bad, they don't want to reimburse you. But when it's time for them to collect their money, just like the system.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, they fuck up, it's okay. But when it comes time for you to pay the money, if you don't have their own time, they kick you. All about that possession of the dollar, the worthless money. But,
I don't know.
I guess my payment went through. What's that, Ray?
No, said I got.
I thought Ray was saying something.
I'm glad he's not fucking screwing me good, buddy.
I said, I've been having problems. My past two shows have had problems. And I think it was my computer. I got a hold of HughesNet, and they said everything's running fine at their end. Everything's working here. No obstructions, nothing like that. So, but then my computer, every time it tell me a server not found, you know, left and right. Then BTR kicked that thing up, said it sent me an email. I never got an email from them, ever.
No payment for this.
You still didn't get that yet, Ron?
No, I didn't get nothing from them. But it did it to me again, I was trying to play, you know, the show and see if I could schedule something. It wouldn't be scheduled, nothing, all night long. I couldn't get nothing. So I was bullshit around sitting at my desk, so I popped and looked around, see he was on air. Perry was coming on. So I caught part of his show, and I said, what the hell, I'll try to book mine, too. And it let me get in that time. I don't get it.
I told you, shit comes to an end. You better enjoy the internet while you can.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't set our ass up. See, you know, how you make children dependent on something, you know, and they just so dependent on it that they think in their mind they can't live without it. Well, they successfully made us dependent on the internet. And, you know, just business, period. You know, business to do business over the internet, you know, internet transactions, you know, thousands a second. We just so dependent on this shit. I knew this shit wasn't no good when I was in college. When I first seen it, when I was in the binary state.
Mm-hmm.
So they got our ass.
They can control it all from a computer, shut it all down with a click of a mouse. Think about it.
Internet kill switch.
You betcha. Kills everything.
Yeah.
You know, cell phones, power grids, telephone communications, everything communication is gone.
We're fucked.
You're a sitting target.
Yeah.
They'll have their private systems going. That's like the UHF when they took everything out of UHF, sent everything digital, so they made damn good sure they controlled everything because UHF, they couldn't control it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They couldn't control UHF. And they can't control FM either, but FM's going all digital. So, you know, FM, AM, all be digital. They're about ready to get rid of AM, I'm sure. But my ham operators, you like that? That's the only thing you've got to communicate with for a while.
I'm going to give them a ham HF radio. Do a ham radio show.
Yep. I'll tell you what.
I ride in Chicago with my partner. Yeah. I ride in Chicago with my partner. Got a CB. Hell, they're doing commercials on the CB.
Back to the CBs.
Yeah, they're doing commercials on the CB now. For them truckers.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Why not? Free. It's free. Free air. Really,
yeah,
it ain't much in life.
Been good, man.
But I got some old CB radio equipment laying around. It's pretty good. I got a few linears and some antennas and a couple good old radios. I had to tear them apart and see what's up with them. But, yeah, never thought about that, getting back on a CB radio. Huh. Matter of fact, I let
you have
someone
on the
internet.
She crashed.
Well, yeah, some type of communication. But I don't know the way it's looking. You know, they're saying next Monday, you know, you know, the government shutdown, which is another scare ploy, in which they'll pull it out right at the end of the wire. Monday morning before noon, they'll have it straightened out. But this country's out of money. We're broke. We're way broke. We've been broke. But now it's just all coming out. Like I said before, every country's seeing it now. They're seeing the Ponzi scheme. They're catching on.
Well, you know, the Republicans getting cold feet. So they said, you know, they also voted to kick 47 million people off of food stamps, too.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to cut corners.
When they shut it down, they don't get paid, or do they get paid?
Not all of them. They're not going to shut everything down. There's non-essential programs.
No, since the military, they still have to be there. But they already got notice that they may not be getting paid.
How about
shit, it's going to be a mutiny. It's going to be a mutiny.
How about
boo shit. You think the motherfucker going to be over there in Afghanistan and all these other places? Boo shit. It's going to be a mutiny.
Yeah,
we
got to
get paid.
Ron, you have the links for that. I had sent it to you earlier.
Oh, that's bullshit. Some of them are going to get paid. The military is going to get paid. There's going to be a damn mutiny if they don't.
Can you PM me
those? I said, well,
why
are they doing this stream of stuff? I said, can you see them not getting paid and they have to be able to can't take off?
The essential stuff, they're going to keep it.
Can you PM those links to me, Antoinette?
We're going to keep it.
Pardon me? Ron?
Man, them motherfuckers run up out of the army, run up out of there, man, they don't get paid. I remember I was in Korea one time, and when I was in the military, and they were talking about shutting down the military not getting paid. Man, shit, we damn near had a mutiny. And our colonel came out and said, look, ain't no sense of this shit here. You know, the army got plenty of money, you know. If we have to, we'll go into our military reserve status out of DOD, and we can pay y'all out of DOD. So they said, well, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got plenty of money. Don't worry about this shit. We got plenty
right.
of money because the army got the military has enough money. It's in DOD. It got money.
Right. Send me can you send those links in a PM to me?
Yes.
Just wanted to jive with my Trump's Yahoo account up.
Okay, I'll get them now for you.
Well, they better pay them
boys, dear.
Man, and ladies, some boys and girls, they better pay them. But they don't gonna be shit. They're gonna be mutiny. They're gonna shut that bitch down. They're gonna come up out that field. So, yeah, they're going to come about that field of hell this year. Fighting a damn war that don't do them no good any damn way. And then got them sailors sitting off the coast of Syria with that bullshit.
Well, the funny part would be all these contractors won't be getting paid either. The military complex, the prison complex, they won't be getting no money. You know?
No, they ain't going to pay.
Yeah, they'll probably pay them, no doubt. But if the money becomes worthless, nobody's getting paid shit. I don't care how much green paper you give, it ain't gonna be worth shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. If money becomes worthless, then you won't have to pay your mortgage. So, you won't have to pay shit. Because if the money's worthless, so how can you pay if the money's worthless?
That's what I'm saying. If it's worthless,
and even
if you
had the money,
it
wouldn't be no good.
Right.
The mailman ain't gonna run because he ain't getting paid.
Let me ask y'all a question. When they get paid overseas and they out their station, right, the money goes automatically to their bank account. How do they pay for the things that they need over there? They have credit card, or do they give them American cash? Do they cash the check?
All debit cards.
So everything is paid for through debit when you overseas.
Yep. Every bit of it. Right.
But they pay through a debit card. I don't know nothing about that.
It's all changed based on debit card now.
You know, I said everything's changed. You know, I was in there during the Civil War, so.
Damn.
Yeah, I was in there during the Civil War, so, you know.
You weren't
long time
in the Civil War. You weren't in no Civil War, Perry.
Well, you're an old motherfucker, Perry.
I know. I was in there during the Civil War, so what the fuck?
Civil War, huh? Okay.
Y'all catch the Iranian president on the UN today speech?
Yeah, he did a good one, too. He did a good speech. He did a better speech than that lying-ass Obama. Obama's so damn confused, it's a crying shame, man.
Yeah.
He is so confused. You know, back in the day when George Bush was president, I used to have to give me something to drink when he come on. That's the only way I can understand that motherfucker. You know, he'd come on, I said, baby, George Bush on, bring me a beer. Then if you get to talking about immigration, hold up, honey, bring the hard stuff, because I can't understand a damn thing he's saying unless I'm drunk. Now, Barack Obama, the same damn way. If you sit up and believe these lies this man be espousing, then you need something to drink, this motherfucker. You need something to drink with. Man, because you got to be drunk on drugs or somebody that's, you know, a damn Zionist or a Jew that's out of AIPAC or out of Netanyahu's camp to even agree with some of the shit he said. First he said Obama, then he said Obama, you know, talking about Syria. Then he was explaining about Iran, and then he did something that totally shocked me. He explained the history behind the United States and Iran's relationship. How back in the 50s we, you know, committed espionage in a country and had a coup of Mossadegh. That president back in the 50s, had him kicked out and brought Shaw crazy ass in. Shaw got in there, man, and shit went to his head and he went crazy. You know, and then he tried to say that the Iranians, you know, killed American civilians and took civilians hostage. Well, let me ask you a question. If you're in a damn country and you look at the window and they burning American flags and shit and throwing bricks at the window and shit and trying to jump on the gate, don't you think it's time for your ass to go? I think it's time for my ass to get the hell up out of there. I've been on the phone, man. Look, y'all need to get me the fuck up out of here. These folks burning the American flag and throwing bricks and shit, the workers won't come to work.
They
we need to get the hell up out of here,
Pimpin.
Come get us. You mean to tell me you're gonna sit your ass around and watch all that shit out? See, don't give a damn about them diplomats. You know, once you become a diplomat, your life on the line anyway. Because you're basically defenseless. They're supposed to have what they call a Marine military detail there to protect you. But how in the hell the Marine going to protect you from a whole damn city? You know, there's not that many of them. You know, man, I be telling people all the time, man. America full of lies. Then that was a false flag. Jimmy Carter didn't have enough guts to go through with a real war, you know. But, you know, the United States fucked over Iran a long time ago, man. Cost them a lot of money, frozen assets and everything. They never got that money back. Sure did. And then I'm going to come to you and say, well, man, you know, Jay, man, we need to talk peace and shit, man. You know, we need to negotiate. How in the hell are you going to negotiate with me? And I took your money. And I shut down your business. I had, well, you know, people can't do business with you and you can't do business with them. Now, what part of peace can you talk to me about? You know? What kind of peace? We ain't got shit to talk about. There ain't no peace. You fucking over me. You're talking about, well, you know, we could come to a peaceful resolution. We can talk. But Iran's president broke it down, man. He broke it down. He broke it down where anybody could understand it, man. And then, see, Barack Obama talking about freedom and justice and shit. Here it is, American sanctions, killing old people and children. because they can't get the medicine they need, you know. We're going to stand and stinking ass on TV and cry for them Sandy Hook children, but don't give a damn about all the babies he done killed in Iraq. I mean, excuse me, in Iran, and before him, George Bush killed babies in Iran. Sanctions don't hurt wealthy people and the ruling elite. They hurt poor people. Putting folks out of business, shit, unemployment rate going up, money collapsing, you know, just because these people want to have nuclear weapons, you know, or want to have nuclear technology or whatever. I found out some shit today I already knew that Israel is not in the NPT. It's called NPT, the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty. They not in it. Them motherfuckers ain't supposed to have no say-so. Pakistan not in it. India not in it. North Korea not in it either. You don't hear them saying a damn thing. So how is, and then the weapons inspectors go ask Israel, they need to come over to their property and inspect their nuclear arsenal. And Israel told them, hell no, you ain't coming. You ain't coming over here. So if the IAEA can't go to Israel and inspect them, but been in Iraq for damn near 10 years, you know what I'm saying? You see the bullshit-ass pattern we're looking at here? This bullshit-ass pattern. Now, how the hell can you tell somebody they can't have nuclear technology? And the main motherfucker doing all the talking got almost 400 nuclear weapons. Almost 400 nuclear weapons. That's why I said, man, it ain't going to be no peace with the Palestinians. It ain't going to be no peace with the Iranians. As long as Israel got their dick up in America's ass, it ain't happening. We some fucking slaves. This country's fucking slave to Israel. You think Israel going to let the United States negotiate a peace treaty with the Iranians? The Iranians already know the shit ain't going to work. They tried that shit with the Demijohn. As soon as Demijohn got elected, they started talking about that shit about we going to have negotiations and we going to do this and we going to do that. Man, them people over in Iran, man, they ain't got no electricity. They suffer from, like I said, even though they do have oil and things, they got, you know, they try to have electricity, but they need more power, you know. They need more power, so they weren't there for peace for being. But like I said, if you stay in Iran, and you see what they did to your next-door neighbor, when I said they, the United States and the Allied did to Iraq, and you see what they're doing up in Afghanistan, and you see how they fuck with the people in Pakistan, what part of fear you don't understand? I don't give a damn how bad your ass is. You see your neighbors getting their ass kicked in complete succession, and they your neighbors. Mm-hmm. What the hell are you supposed to do? Stand there and wait for your ass whooping too? Man, these right. Americans here crazy we go. Hell, man.
Here goes some deal on this. All right, the U.S. military personnel warned of possible pay delays in the event of a government shutdown. Pay for the U.S. military service members stationed around the world could be delayed if Democrats and Republicans cannot agree on the economic subsequently avoid government shutdown. On October 1st, all 1.4 million active duty military personnel and 800,000 civilian workers told Monday that the Defense Department has been directed to review and update plans for the potential shutdown. All personnel would still have to be required to show up to work, but instead of receiving their paychecks, could be delayed for 2 weeks or until the next pay period. Officials told CNN informally, military personnel will be paid eventually because of a federal law mandating the compensation. However, civilians may be sent home with no way to recoup their lost wages. The IRS division head of the center of the Tea Party scandal retires. Loris Lerner, the head of the Internal Revenue Service, IRS division, and partly targeted the Tea Party groups attempting to gain tax-exempt status, announced her retirement on Monday. Lerner was placed on a paid administrative leave in May when she refused to answer questions at a congressional hearing on the scandal. Lerner first claimed a small number of low-level workers in Cincinnati IRS office were to blame, but the congressional inquiries quickly found that top-level IRS officials had knowledge of the targeting. Congressional Republicans have repeatedly called for Lerner's dismissal and denied her retirement would end her investigation into IRS practices. So, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Okay.
I thought they're going to mute on that.
Yeah, and then here's the U.S. Department of Justice to sue J.P. Morgan for pre-crisis mortgage violations. U.S. Department of Justice on the verge of suing J.P. Morgan Chase & Company over mortgage bonds it sold just before the financial crisis of 2008. Reuters reopening government criminal and civil investigations first revealed by the bank's last month reporting found that J.P. Morgan committed civil violations of securities laws and offered mortgage bonds in 2005-2000 backed by a subpoena of the risky mortgages. It was not yet clear whether charges would be civil, criminal, or both. The lawsuit could be filed as early as Tuesday. So, there you go. What a way to go.
Ron, East Coast asked, what about the VA disability?
I don't know about how that's going to affect that. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything on that yet.
NBC, I sent you one that has a clip.
Okay, NBC.
I believe it was the NBC one.
Dysfunctional threats?
Either that or the Reuters.
Reuters, that's what I just read out of Reuters.
Okay, then it was the NBC.
Okay, the NBC one, Washington Dysfunctional Threats, U.S. Economy.
Yeah, if you go to their link, I gave you the link.
Okay, just take me to the paragraph page. I don't see a video or nothing on it. Let's see.
Okay.
Nope.
I just forgot which one has it.
Okay. Let's see. Mindy Kaufman, a threat of government shutdown is about Democrats or Republicans. It's about her livelihood. More than 2,500 miles of West Washington, Kaufman runs a spin in Maggie Desert Highway. Hideaway, a five-room bed and breakfast, blah, 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 blah. I don't care about her. She's going to have to shut it down. Call it quits.
Ron, you're just itching for that.
What's that?
But I'm going to shut everything down.
Yeah, I'm waiting
for
Perry.
Yeah, got
you're back.
Cut out.
Yeah. I got you on two different lines here.
You do?
Yeah, you're on my board twice.
Let's see if I see that. No, I don't see myself but one time.
Well, I'm going to hang up one and see what happens.
Yeah, hang up on one.
Let's see. Did that kill you?
No, I'm still here.
You there? Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. We got a Skype caller. You guys want to take this one? Let's do it. Why not?
Someone else is coming? Another Skyper?
There you go. I guess, yeah.
Bless you.
Hello, caller. You're on the Ron Rex Show. Tell us who you are, or you go back to mute. I will send you back to mutiny.
Maybe they're just listening.
Put his ass on mute then, because that's what they do. They'll call in, won't say nothing, and then you get a bunch of calls, and that's when they start talking and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That was you do me. Like I have a lot of calls, so he'll call in, and when I open the thing, he won't send that.
The silent killer.
Right.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
I got a bunch of calls, I got to go
silent
through every call
deadly.
And try to find the cocksucker.
And you got to mute everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know nothing about this BTR, man. But like I said, I've been looking at BTR and checking out some of the complaints they got on them. They got a lot of complaints.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to end up happening is somebody's going to capitalize off of this because somebody's going to develop something similar and probably better, and then that's when that you see, because if you don't treat the customers right and the people that you, you know, eventually somebody's going to come up your sleeve, you know, right behind you, and they're going to take your business. So if, you know, they continue to be neglective, if you want to call it, you know, what will happen is somebody's going to come up with something similar or better again, and it's going to knock them out, and then they're going to lose, like the way MySpace. MySpace was hot at one time, and it disappeared.
Yeah.
All right? You know,
they just go out of business, you know. Some companies do that, man. They do good for a little while, and then next thing you know, they just go out of business.
That's right.
You know?
So,
yeah, MySpace, like, sure. That's a good example, MySpace.
Wait, exactly. Check this out, guys. I'm going to play a couple clips here. I got a couple clips
okay,
I'm going to catch on this real quick.
Okay,
hold
good.
Tight. I found one. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll give it a shot. Let's play it.
The debt ceiling debate is heating up as we approach the October 1st default danger zone. Politicians, think tanks, and special interest groups are using a host of tactics to gain public support. President Obama, however, says this is not up for discussion.
I will not negotiate over whether or not America keeps its word and meets its obligations. I will not negotiate over the full faith and credit of the United States.
And House Democrats are backing him. So far, Representative Peter Welch has collected 50 signatures on a letter going to Obama that says, "We appreciate your strong leadership on this issue and share your view that defaulting on our obligations would cause immediate and irreparable harm to America's economy." But some House Republicans are challenging this claim. In a press conference this morning, Majority Leader Eric Cantor detailed of the spending he and his allies are drafting. He said it will lift the ceiling and provide 1 year of government funding, but it will defund Obamacare. It will also include a grab bag of Republican goodies, including tax reform, the pipeline, and other budget reform provisions. But Democrats are calling their bluff.
Yeah, some Republicans have some representatives who are promising to shut down the government at the end of this month if they can't shut down the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act has been the law for 3.5 years now. It passed both houses of Congress. The Supreme Court ruled it constitutional. It was an issue in last year's election, and the candidate who called for repeal lost.
However, this idea of leveraging a one-year delay of Obamacare over the debt ceiling is gaining traction and might already have the 217 votes needed to pass the House. Representative Tom Graves told Politico the proposal that we put forward has unified our conference like we haven't seen in many, many months. A vote on this bill is expected this week, and policy groups off the Hill are helping get public support for the Republican plan. The conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation, hung this 67-foot-long billboard in Times Square that reads, "Warning, Obamacare may be hazardous to your health." In addition, Heritage President, former Senator Jim DeMint, traveled to 9 cities throughout the country to try and gain more support for defunding Obamacare. But is it working? Well, a recent Kaiser poll found that 53% of people who oppose the Affordable Care Act support efforts to continue to stop it. But the president is standing firm. This morning, he spoke for the second time this week about the debt ceiling at the Business Roundtable in Washington. He was trying to gain support from corporate executives. We are just 12 days away from the end of the fiscal year, and lawmakers are running out of time to cut a deal to avoid a government shutdown. If that happened, most government employees would not work, though essential services such as law enforcement and providing for national security would continue. Mandatory benefits payments such as Social Security and veterans care would also continue. In Washington, D.C., Perry and Boring, RT.
Well, we've talked a lot here on RT about the prison pipeline, as well as private prisons, otherwise known as for-profit prisons. These private systems are supposed to be more cost-efficient and for government-run facilities. Often, low crime means these companies miss their bottom line. The answer to that taxpayers foot the bill. A new report by a group known as In the Public Interest describes the prison bed occupancy guarantees clause that is included in private prison contracts. Take a look at this. Of the contracts that the group reviewed, it found that 65% contain contracts, meaning that the state guarantees that the prison stay will be from anywhere from 80% to 100% full at all times, or else taxpayers will pay for every bed in the prison that is not filled. Now, these prisons are a business after all, so we should expect something like that. But this does raise serious concerns about who the state chooses to lock up and where. RT correspondent Ramon Galindo joins me from the incarceration capital of the country, California, with more. Hi there, Ramon. So let's start off with how large the private prison industry is in the U.S. and what its purpose is.
Sure. Well, according to Congress, nearly 20% of the inmates in federal lockup are in privately run facilities. About 30 years ago, that was less than 2%. And when it comes to the top three private prison corporations, CCA, the Correction Corporations of America, the GEO Group, and MTC, they say that they have the capacity to hold nearly 200,000 inmates. So, and a lot of times these contracts, which they negotiate with governments, last 3 to 5 years, and in some cases it's been reported that they've even tried to negotiate contracts as long as 20 years with governments.
Now, can you give us a little bit more detail about these occupancy guarantees and how these guarantees have actually added extra costs to the taxpaying public?
That's right. Well, when these contracts are negotiated between governments and these private prison companies, the private prison companies require that these facilities be nearly full capacity. So that means, as you mentioned into the introduction, sometimes they can negotiate a capacity of 80% to 100% required. So just to give you an example of how this works in the real world, in Colorado, where there is this requirement to have a certain amount of prisoners in these private facilities, sometimes the state has to move inmates from state-run prisons to these private facilities, so the taxpayer is on the hook to pay for the private bed, but also paying for the state facility, which remains unused sometimes.
But at the same time, Ramon, it seems a little counterintuitive to have to pay for a state doing well, for low crime rates. So how are the states justifying these types of contracts?
That's right. In many of these states, and really around the country, it seems like the prison population is starting to reduce, but these states are on the hook to fill a huge amount of beds. Now, these contracts are justified because a lot of these states are cash strapped and are looking for a quick fix to reduce these deficits. So these private companies offer that quick fix. However, in the long run, many times these private companies are plagued with cost overruns and safety issues. And then you have situations like here in California where the state prison department is having to deal with overcrowding. And one of the solutions to deal with that overcrowding has been to send inmates to private facilities.
Now, I know there are some cases where the state governments actually agreed to signing on this amendment to allow this guarantee after they signed the original contract. Does it all come down to money here? I mean, what's the reasoning behind that?
Absolutely. Well, some of the complaints about these contracts are that they're done behind closed doors. Again, going back to the example of Colorado, where some critical lawmakers say that the governor, CCA, and lobbyists did this deal behind closed doors, arguing that this was going to be beneficial to local economies. They didn't want to close down these private facilities, claiming that it would have killed jobs at a time when the state is still recovering from recession.
And obviously, Ramon, these private prisons aren't without problems, are they?
Absolutely. Well, just this year, a CCA prison in Idaho was held in contempt because it could not deal with its overcrowding and staffing issues. That prison has been called a gladiator training center by some of the prisoners. And we also heard of cases, allegations of abuse at CCA centers. that are contracted through Homeland Security, and there was a terrible case of inmates escaping from a privately run Arizona facility who eventually murdered a couple after they escaped. So these private facilities are not without controversy.
It kind of seems like one of those situations where they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. They either have low crime and they have to pay a lot, or they have high crime and they fill all the beds. RT correspondent Ramon Galindo reporting to us from L.A. Thank you. Well, in Nairobi, Kenya, heavy gunfire sent journalists and civilians scrambling for a third day in a row as government forces squared off with Al-Shabaab militants at a local mall. The gunfight started Saturday afternoon at the Westgate Shopping Mall, where a group of 10 to 15 militants walked in two entrances and began firing on shoppers. The Kenyan Red Cross says that at least 62 people have been killed and 175 others have been injured, including five Americans. Al-Shabaab posted a list of nine people it says took part in the mall attack. Three of those people are American citizens. It's a claim that the FBI is currently investigating, but lawmakers are already alarmed about Al-Shabaab's influence in the United States.
It's an extremely deadly organization, very well trained, and it's one of the only Al-Qaeda affiliates which actually has actively recruited here in the United States. There is at least 40 to 50 Somali Americans have gone from the United States to Somalia to be trained. A number of them have been killed, but there's others still alive. So I would assume that the FBI and local law enforcement are looking into those Somali American communities today for any leads or indicators, using all their sources and resources to make sure that there's no follow-up attempt here in the United States.
Well, if you are one of the 47 million people currently using the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to put food on your family's plate each night, you're going to want to listen to this. As you probably know, right now Congress is in the process of debating the 2014 budget, and all the attention is focusing on Republican plans to permanently defund Obamacare. But Republicans in the House of Representatives are also in the process of passing a bill that would cut the federal food stamp program by nearly $40 billion over the next 10 years. The Nutrition Reform and Work Opportunity Act would cut nearly twice as much as was originally proposed by the House Farm Bill. If passed, the Congressional Budget Office says 3.8 million people would be cut from the program by next year, and numerous others would have their benefits reduced. And all of this is in addition to significant cuts that will begin in November. I was joined earlier by Vic Hoffbaum, Director of Policy and Advocacy, as well as Research at the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies. And I asked her how the arguments played out in the House.
You know, the fact is that we do have 47 million Americans who are hungry and in need. They've lost their jobs during the Great Recession. They have had their hours reduced. Many have had to declare bankruptcy. And then, of course, you have the elderly who are impoverished. They have a very fixed income. So really all these debates in the House about cutting such a lifeline in our country needs to be based upon the facts of who are the hungry and what's the need, the extensive need is out there.
And one of the major criticisms that Republican lawmakers say is that there's rampant fraud and abuse for these SNAP programs. First of all, is there any proof of this major abuse? And if so, would cutting spending help solve that problem?
Now, that is a complete myth. It's untrue. The federal data, government data, has consistently shown that the food stamp or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program has very, very low fraud. It has a very high quality control measures. And so that is not at all a fact to go on. We have a situation where the government data that just came out, census data, shows about 46.5 million Americans who are impoverished. Now, that's
roughly the same number, 47 million of Americans who rely on the food stamp program. So the fact is that the people who are impoverished, who are in need based upon government data, are the same ones that are receiving the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And so there, anybody who's talking about fraud is just not looking at the facts. We have a situation where not only do we want to make sure that this vital lifeline to hungry Americans is maintained, we also have the fact that food stamps help the economy. They're basically, it's money going to people who are going to spend it immediately to put food on the table for their children and themselves. So it helps to keep the slow recovery continuing. If we cut $40 billion from this program, you're going to have stores, grocery stores, bodegas in these very struggling communities have that economic engine be stopped immediately, and that's just something that makes no sense.
At the same time, however, Fox News interviewed a surfer who was using SNAP benefits to buy lobster and sushi, and that story got many, many people riled up. Do you think that that is representative of how the food assistance program is being used?
You know, you always see conservatives bring out that one oddball case, that one very rare case that usually gets caught by the various food and welfare agencies immediately. They have very stringent rules and reporting requirements. So I myself, as a child, was on food stamps with my family when we were immigrants, the refugees from the war coming to this country, and we had nothing but basically the clothes on our back. So we are much more representative of, again, the 47 million people by federal poverty data showing that these are people in need, and we can't be diverted from the immense need out there by one odd case that is just not representative of the rest of the country.
And finally, do you expect this bill to pass?
Well, we are very concerned because so many cuts have already happened at the federal level as well as the city and state level. And so these are very, very serious threats. And it seems that some of the policymakers in Washington, D.C. are not seeing their neighbors, and even within their extended family perhaps, the hardship that they're going through. So when you have that kind of policymaker who's out of touch with the real lives of people, then it's a real threat.
Thank you so much for joining us and for weighing in. Bikha Pham, she is the Director of Policy and Advocacy and Research at the Federation of Protestant Welfare Agencies.
So there you go. All right. Them two clips I just played, one about the prison and one about this food stamp program being cut. Well, don't worry about filling them jail cells up, because you're going to do it soon, cut off that program, and the crime rate will jump up there. So, yeah, that's what you get. Anyway, I'm going to open up some phone lines here real quick, and we'll get back into the conversation we was into. Sorry I muted everybody, but I was getting too much background noise, couldn't hear nobody. So, All right.
Yeah, they do that. You know, they're talking about cutting the food stamp program. See, you got a lot of Republicans, you know, I heard, you know, a later version, getting shaky, too, because, you know,
right.
If, a lot of people don't know it, though, but a lot of these red states, they are the ones that's getting the most food stamps. These so-called Republican mm-hmm. red states, they're the ones getting the most food stamps. And here it is, these people
right.
been playing this damn stupid-ass game, being a Republican conservative or far-right conservative or whatever you want to call them. Man, a lot of these people are losing their jobs like everybody else. A lot of these people are losing their
uh-huh.
homes like everybody else. And they're looking for
that's
something.
Right.
They're looking for something, man, and, hey, man, you sitting up there talking about, you know, taking food out. Because a lot of people, man, you know, like I said, who have worked for years, I mean, just worked for years, you know, in retirement and all this and got all these homes and all these bills and cars and everything, and here it is, you're talking about taking their shit, then when they lose it, all they got is Social Security or food stamps and welfare. You're talking about taking that, too? I'd be damned if they go
right.
back and vote for you again, because there's more poor
well,
people than there is rich.
But they're coming to the realization that voting doesn't matter. And the whole thing, Perry, you understand something, too. What people are getting on, people that retired, say, 10 years ago and still alive
mm-hmm.
today, that retirement money is not enough money to really sustain. You know what I'm saying? The cost of living has gone up drastically.
Right.
You know
retirees
what I mean?
Go
so,
back
I mean,
to work.
if they can,
if they're able to, they have to go back to work.
But if they can't, they depend on this shit. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So okay.
And then unemployment, man. Unemployment is just a little buffer before homelessness.
That's right.
Right. Exactly. Right. But yeah, look at this point here, man. Here's what I'm saying. You're talking about government shutdown, already cutting these programs, and they've already cut this, cut that, but they keep feeding the prisons, keep filling the military complex. Well, guess what? It's all got to come to an end. There's just too much shit going down now. There's just way too much to stop it. It's out of control. People are going to start starving very soon. They're going to get upset. They're going to turn into fucking zombies, and it's going to be dog-eat-dog planet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking this year. This is going to affect
the whole planet.
We're gonna lose weight.
You're gonna lose weight. Now, feel sorry for you if you're skinny.
You're gonna go
we're
on a forced diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably 1 meal a day, if you're smart.
Or whatever you can find to kill and cook.
Don't be surprised. A little pill where you that's gonna fill you up, huh?
Appetite suppressant. Yeah, that's all you need.
I see that in the future, man. The demand of more food because you have more people on Earth, but you have less farms and less healthy food, and then you got to think about the areas that is forest that are decreasing little by little.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but you look at the other fact of it, too, is where the simple fact of it is they want to kill off a bunch of people. That's less dependence.
Yeah,
because right now,
promise.
Like I said before, what I said on my shows before, the simple fact is you don't have a bunch of people paying income tax money in no more. All right, then you're going to let the IRS control health care?
You know
what's
use.
Wrong with that?
You know use. Yeah. You
exactly.
Know use. That's how they look
right.
at you.
This Obamacare, I think, is a banker's plan. You know, like the bankers' wars. I did a topic on that, but I just think it's all part of that. It's another some type of government or whatever they are, owners, just want to start more shit. They want it to cause some corruption, which they've already done that. But they want to cause it to be catastrophic. They want to catastrophic get like that. You know, the Region 3 deal going to hit up there in the East Coast, the Northeast. You know, what's that all about? Why do they need them 3-day child kits? Up there. Is Iraq going to hit the planet? Are they going to set off a nuclear bomb? Are they going to come up with some false flag bullshit as usual? Or what's next? You know, but it's coming to an head. Like I said earlier, Perry,
the one
when
I
on your show,
says they're going to set off a nuclear bomb.
That could be. But I'm just telling you, you're going to
hello,
do something
Jew.
Stupid.
It'll be
hello, Antoinette. How are you?
Why wouldn't you speak to that motherfucker if I were you, Antoinette? Why wouldn't
you
speak to
him? Right over here.
That motherfucker ain't no good.
He does all right over here.
I
want
to speak to that
chocolate.
That's
not very nice there, chocolate man. I think you could be nicer than that.
You're no good. Whatchamacallit? I think a financial nuclear bomb is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah, right.
No,
No bombs being thrown.
I think they're going to nuke a small city. And because there will be no evidence left, you won't be able to point your fingers and look at it like 9/11. There'll be nothing left. You won't even be able to go near it.
Any city in particular you think?
No, it's not going to be New York, and it's not going to be a big city. They're not going to cripple the economy. They just need a city big enough that they can get everybody's attention, scare everybody, put everybody under martial law, grab all the guns, put people away, and that'll be the end of that. That'll be the end of the USA as we know it.
Mm-hmm. I could seem to agree with you on that.
Yeah, I can.
Because they're not going to make the same mistakes that they made with 9/11. Look at all the little telltale mistakes they left behind in 9/11. They're not going to leave behind something the next time.
Yeah, it's a little sloppy word there.
Talk about 9/11.
Well, they'll probably get the Jews to nuke us.
Well, East Coast asked, "What happened? What's going to happen to commerce?"
To what?
Commerce.
Commerce.
Yes.
Or Congress. It's going to be it's going to be completely decimated for a while. that they'll rebuild it. Listen, when where there's chaos, you know, never waste a good emergency. Where there's chaos, they'll rebuild it. But they'll rebuild it in such a way that we won't like it. It'll just be another opportunity as per power grab.
Let me ask you a question, right? There's a way for people to pull out their Social Security money right now, right? One shot deal or what?
They'll catch AIDS.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, if you're terminal, you can get all your money.
Oh, so there's no way that people can pull out their money?
Catch AIDS. Or yeah, a little doctor telling right. you you're terminal.
Right, right.
Well, even if you did pull out all your money, what are you going to do with it when the dollar's not worth anything?
That's true. If it crashes, it's not going to be worth a thing.
You know, I have always asked the question, if everything they do is detrimental to the United States, and so far just about everything this administration is doing is detrimental to the United States, you got to ask yourself one question. Are all these people stupid and they know nothing? Or is it all being done on purpose? It's being done on purpose.
Let me ask you another question.
They
all stupid.
What country is like their money is the least worth in the market? What country?
You mean which country has the least weakest currency?
Right. Yes.
I thought it was Zimbabwe or one of the countries where you need a wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread. That'll be us soon enough.
Yeah,
you can't get out of the country you can't get out of the country with your money, not through normal means.
Hell, the peso ain't doing too good either.
Yeah, in Mexico, I know that they never really were able to really get their currency going. You know?
But the Asian banks are solid. Singapore is solid.
But they're manufacturing most of their stuff, are they? Or they're doing the same as us, you know, with China.
Depends which country it is.
The Jews thought we were solid back in 2004, too, so.
The Jews thought what? What did the Jews think? What was that?
Well, clean your fucking ears, Jew.
Let me ask, so.
What were you saying?
Not Jay.
Yeah, this is
Jay. The country that has the least value in their currency is Iran.
Who was the ear cleaner?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready
to put the word out of my mouth. They got knocked out of it. They're not in the international banking criteria.
That's why he's also vouching to try to get back in good with U.S. and other countries, don't you think? I mean, I think some type
the Jews ain't gonna let them.
But they saying also they was looking at his history. I mean, he has strong ties to these guys that you know they don't really look at the connection or them unifying or being cool with the so-called Zionist, if you want to say.
I'm putting link in.
That's why they said that America too didn't meet with them in person. It was saying because it caused a lot of controversy, and really he's gonna get a lot of backlash. And being that the country of Iran supposedly is ran by the religious sectors or the people that run
the supreme leader.
Right. That's really the one that's behind it.
Yeah, that's the boss.
But you know what's crazy is it's no different than here either. I mean, you know, you got the so-called president, which is Obama, but yet he's really not the one that's pulling all the strings. Can we say that?
Mm-hmm. He can get away with a lot, though.
Well, you can say what you want.
Because I think that all systems run some way, or it's either that or the military ran, you know.
I'm sorry. Is this the 700 Club? You got many in the chat room saying there is only one true God. I think I'm on some kind of religious show. Not the Ron Rex show, certainly.
Oh, he's crazy. The guy from the 700 show.
I used to like watching that program.
He is crazy. He says some real radical stuff. Yes, he says
some real stuff on there.
Bugged out guy. I remember.
I love listening to Reverend Manning. He yells and screams. I've never heard anybody yell and scream better.
What do you think North Korea is using with this news clip of Iran and the United States together?
None, just mind their own business.
What?
Well, you got
South Korea done already told them they're going to kick their ass next time they attack them. United States done already gave them a go be. They're going to tear their ass up. And the president of South Korea, her cabinet and her people done told them, if you let them attack us again and don't retaliate, you won't be in your job long. That's how the last president lost his job. Them folks sick of that shit over there, man. They're ready to fight now. That's the real war we should be involved with. Those are the real allies and friends. But just like Barack said out of his own damn mouth, some areas don't hold strategic significance as much as other areas. It's all about the oil. It's all about the Jews. The Jews want to take out the Iranians because of their connection with Hezbollah. You know?
No, not the Jews.
Anybody
but the Jews.
Those shit starting asses. They want the United States to fight their war for them. That's what they want. That's their clandestine design for us to go over there and fight and die for them motherfuckers. That's what they want.
Well, it's like,
and it's mad as hell because we won't do it.
They're the finest.
Don't
you say that?
You start talking about the Jews, this guy, assholes are going to show up.
Don't you? So you think it's like a financier? They're the financier. They put
up
the money.
They don't put up shit, man. The United States get in the money. If we do go to war, the dollar collapse, we won't be able to pay them motherfuckers no more. They beg all over the world. Germany just gave them about 8 nuclear-equipped subs. Just gave them to them. Fuck it, take them. Y'all can have them. Brand new, out the box.
No, I
all
gotta,
they do
I
is go around with that sad-ass Holocaust
story. I have to say something to Benny in the chat room. Benny, I would let Reverend Manning fuck my sister. Just saying.
That is sick.
You see what the Jew does. So damn lazy, can't go type it himself.
Let's see. Sure, yeah. But like I was sitting up here today, and I looked at it, I said, 252 lives President Barack Obama's told. And that's just as many they can catch up with right now. 252 lives. I mean, the man been lying his ass off. Sure has. Been lying his ass off ever since he's been in office. Got a whole list of lies he's gonna put out. All he's doing, like I said, he's going to be the greatest fall guy in history.
What else can he do? He ain't got no choice. He's not covered for all the bullshit.
Yeah, it goes back to that playbook that you say all the time, right?
That's
right.
Did you hear that 45
Which
minutes
one?
Of bullshit he was talking?
Uh-huh.
Oh, what, on the UN?
Yeah.
I've seen a clip of it. I actually quote the Iranian president more.
Yeah, good speech.
You know what I don't like, though? And it's a very disrespectful. How are we going to unify these countries? They call themselves the United Nations. But when they show a camera shot at the people that are there, the diplomats and the people, a lot of people be missing from there, from different countries, important parts of the United Nations. But yet, you know, they want to be heard, but they don't want to be listening to the next man. And
the dudes got up and left.
You know, the thing is, they say, if you know what? They say keep your enemies closer, right? If they're your so-called enemies, you should know what your enemy is talking about. If they your enemy, they don't even have the respect to sit in.
No, the Jews don't do that. They already put a statement out for the person to even show up.
Very disrespectful.
They already put statements out before the person even show up. They don't want no peace. Peace is not their initiative. Here they tell the Palestinians, we're going to sit down and negotiate and come back to the peace table. And these somebody's popping up 3,000 more settlements, 2,000, 3,000 more settlements.
Well, I'm up.
Just took the people land, you know? They don't give a damn about peace. That's not in their initiative. They don't want peace.
It's about land and money and power, again.
It's just about being a low-down motherfucker, man, you know? Like I said, United States talk all that stupid shit, talking about a one-state solution, yet still the blockade on Palestine, they call Palestine the biggest open-air prison on the face of this planet.
That's right.
It's the biggest open-air prison on the face of this planet. Hell yeah. Man, them people are going through purity hell, blockades and everything, man. They pissed off the Turks. The Turks tried to help the Palestinians. They commandeered their boat, killed some of the Turks on the boat and shit, locked my girl of the Cynthia McKinney, locked her up. And then you had this ignorant-ass black guy here in Memphis talking about they can do that in international waters. How in the hell can you go and attack a ship in international waters when it's not in your waters? You know? And then, like I said, if they were in Palestinian waters, that's Palestine water, but since they got a blockade, they give them the right and authority to attack anybody. This is a sick-ass country. Them Jews are going to take us to hell, man. They're going to take us to hell. Because of their sick ass, man. They're going to take us to hell. They want us to fight Iran. They want us to fight Syria. They sit on their bag and that shit. They don't know who they want to be the damn friend. Then I don't see why Barack Obama would even entertain the idea of bombing Syria when the Jews, a couple of months ago, bombed them 3 times in 1 month. And the Syrians didn't even bother about retaliating. Jews take care of that shit.
If they're religious and they still warring and doing, you know, fighting against people, I think that they should not be hypocrites and take off your yarmulke and cut your sideburns off and be who you are.
The devil. Let them take care of that shit. Why we got to go over there? Talking about you're going to get it, the opposition some millions of dollars more. For what? And then here it is, you're going to cut people on food stamps. You know, damn.
You know, he's sitting
there, and then we got a damn debt ceiling, talking about shutting down the government and shit, and he's talking about sending money so we can throw in a fucking hole and make some damn moolahs and some damn Paris rich.
Isn't it mandatory for them over there? Everybody has to join the military or something like that?
Yeah, because they always fucking with folks. But you got some people that got, they call it Shemis. I think I can't pronounce it right. It's a Shemis. They are conscientious objectors. Then them damn Orthodox Jews, the one where that black with that long-ass beard, the one that talk all that shit. Well, now they changed the law where they got to go in the military, too. So them sisters are going to take their ass over there and get shot in the ass. Because they never had to fight. The regular Jews had to fight. But now they got to fight, too. Now they mad. But they were talking all that shit about sending people over there and killing folks in the name of God, but now their ass got to go now. Watch how these bitches run or commit suicide or come up with some fake-ass reason not to fight, but they had no problem sending their other brothers and sisters over there. But now it's their turn now. Because, you know, the Army, you know, a lot of people have already served their time. Legally, it can't be called back unless, you know, an emergency situation occurs. But shit, they want them motherfuckers, man. All they do is go around shaking their damn head like they
it's
got some kind of headlight.
It's mandatory they have to enlist.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to go in too now. So they got to fight now. I want to check that shit out too. You know, we won't get too much news from Israel,
yeah, but, you know. That's even no matter what country they go to, even if they leave Israel and they go to another country. Between 18 and 25, they have to go back and do their 5 years.
That's right, because some of them had to leave America and go back to their country when things stir up over there.
But watch these scary-ass motherfuckers. They ain't going back. You're going to have to track them down.
Yeah, they have to, and they not only have to do their military time, and then they'll do prison time.
They're going to have to track them down to find them? Because
yeah,
they're going to get their ass up out of there. let Hezbollah come go south across the border and see what happens. And you have to call the IDF up. Them bastards going to be on the first thing smoking up out of Israel.
Yeah, but it's no matter what country they're in, they're supposed to go back.
That's what I'm saying. They still going to run. Look, if you're going to run, you're going to run anyway. They just got to catch you.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take time to catch you.
Yeah.
They got, some of them got money.
And they're all walking
time.
Around with that long hair and bad teeth. Man.
They're going to take time to catch
you.
Hell, I remember back in the day, man, we had a whole bunch of people move to Canada. Shit, they got away.
For the Vietnam War, but I don't think you can do that anymore.
No, Dick Cheney stopped that shit.
Yeah, I thought they had changed that years ago.
Yeah, they changed that. Ain't no more running away. They'll run their ass over here, you know, in the United States or expedite them back, you know. Then they go to jail.
Yeah, even if you were in school. If you were in college, then you didn't have to go in the service. You didn't have to go to war. But I think now they stopped all that, too, even if you're in school.
What is Israel known for generating as far as their you know, what's the value in Israel as far as what they're doing manufacturing-wise?
Corned beef specials.
They don't do shit, man. They don't do shit. They wouldn't have had that little land they had if it weren't for Britain.
Right, giving it to them, right.
Yeah, I told you, the people just give them shit, man.
Tell you what, a lot of Jews would kill for a good corned beef special.
Yeah.
I've been forced to kill
Jews. They're full
for
of free
you know.
Shit.
Matzah ball.
They the biggest bitches I've ever seen in my life. Love free shit. If it's free, they'll take it.
Well, the Vatican... Ain't the Vatican Jewish?
Schnorrers, all of them.
No.
Nobody even knows what a schnorrer is, do you?
They're not Jewish.
A schnorrer? You don't know what a schnorrer is, do you? It's not a country. That's being something.
You know, anyway, I was talking about
nice
President Obama.
He's special.
In all his lies.
Thousand Island.
Man, he got... This thing said he got 252 documented examples of Barack Obama lying, law breaking, corruption, cronyism, etc. 252 of them.
Can't beat that. And still ain't been arrested. Uh-huh. Shit, he knows how to play the game.
Yeah. Carried out military interventionism in Libya without congressional approval. Gave a no-bid contract to Halliburton, just like George Bush did. Has an administration full of lobbyists after promising he wouldn't have any. Has close ties to Wall Street, but potentially supports Occupy Wall Street. Broke his promise to close Guantanamo Bay. Supported the $700 billion top corporate welfare bailout just like Bush. Waged the biggest war against medical marijuana of any president, which was the opposite of what he had promised. This motherfucker did a lot of lying. Nominated.
There's
going to
be a lot of changes.
Yeah, nominated a six-time tax cheater to the government agency that enforces tax laws. He nominated Timothy Geithner, a repeat tax cheat, to head the government agency that enforces tax laws. You know what I'm talking about? You're a black man. I'm glad you're a black man. We got a black man as a president. That motherfucker works for
the corned beef special when he wants one. But she goes up to that Carnegie Deli in order to
probably gave tax dollars to $21 executives, then pretended
Ron,
to be outraged.
Can you imagine, Ron, $21
tax dollars
special?
Expanded
$21
Bush unconstitutional government faith-based program. Supported Bush unconstitutional Patriot Act. Increased the national debt more in one term than Bush did in two. Man, this boy did some shit. Agrees with Bush, support of unconstitutional indefinite detention of U.S. citizens without filing any charges. Agreed with Bush, support of non-constitutional wireless wiretapping. Avoided persecution of Wall Street criminals. Had four citizens killed without judicial process. Ordered private company to 5,000 employees. Stole money from retired teachers and police officers, support release of convicted mass murderer, illegally put thousands of guns in the hands of criminals. That's that Fast and Furious shit. Him and him and his boy Holder.
Yeah. Yeah, Holder. Yeah.
It's gonna be a whole lot of shit, man. For a president, man, just like one of the sites said, the next black one we get, or half black one we get, probably in 2040. Black man ain't gonna have a chance.
He's just going by the playbook, Perry. The book he was handed, he's got to go by it.
This one here, he lied about putting health care negotiations on C-SPAN. That was a big lie there. Fired Inspector General for discovering that Obama friend has embezzled government funds. Lied about letting people keep the health care insurance. There's going to be a whole lot of lies. Lied about the cost of Obamacare. Gave tax dollars to campaign contributors and lobbyists and falsely claimed the money was for green energy. I remember that one. This plant, that, this solar power plant, Solyndra, he gave them $535 million.
Yep.
Solyndra went bust on the air.
They spent money on themselves. They didn't take care of the plant. They could have pulled that off if they would have did a lot different. They could have pulled that kind of money. Fair. I could have built a power plant and blow your fucking mind. That kind of money.
Had off-the-record meeting with lobbyists, falsely claimed to believe in public education, had armed SWAT agents raid a law-abiding Guitar factory because it was owned by a Republican. That happened in Memphis, the Guitar, the Gibson Guitar factory.
Uh-huh.
But then they said that Gibson had broken in environmental laws by importing wood from India. I mean, went down there and just bust some people's place up.
But you,
shut
you
down
remember
Amish
when he was talking?
Huh?
When you remember when he was talking about bringing corporations back to America? Not shit. He got Yale Locke to come back here or some shit, and you know, get all these employees. Which was it? 15 employees at Yale Locke Company. 15 employees. Wow, what a move! But I bet you they're still not here. That's other thing.
No, they're gone.
Yeah, when this HughesNet company came and installed this shit in my house, you know what I'm saying? On the box for the router, it says assembled in America. So I asked the technician, so it's assembled in America, so it was built in China, right?
In China.
He's, oh, yeah,
right.
I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. Right. And they just snapped the box on it, and there you go.
That's how
they hired some Mexicans to put it together.
That's how they do it. They slick now. That's the same thing with the Apple. With Apple, they say, assembled in America. All the idea is in America.
They just make the stickers.
Right.
Yeah. Well, somebody was mentioned earlier.
Yeah, but tell you something. Think about this. All the top name brands, right, that are supposedly good, you know, years ago used to last longer, and now being that all their, you know, these top brands use cheap parts from China or whatever, they'd only, their life expectancy is about, what,
well,
4 years.
That started out with
Zeta. I'm talking about a computer.
All that shit is disposable.
In the 90s, remember Mexico? Zenith Corporation went to Mexico. Every TV they sold over here was junk. And Zenith used to be the fucking TV to have. They were the shit. You know, I mean, I've seen old regular type television still today working. But anything, when they went to Mexico,
Zenith,
the product started to shit. Yep, killed that company. Killed them.
Yeah, and Sirius TVs were good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hell,
right,
for
RCA.
Matter, RCAs were good.
Yep, were. Quasar. Them
I remember Quasar. I had one of them for years.
Zenith.
But man, Zenith. But boy, I'm telling you, they just took all that shit, man. And then, like I said, the United States is so damn dumb. We ship out all this recyclable material to get
those through. Philcos are much better. I'm a Philco man myself.
They were good in their day, too. I got reluctant with Sony. Everything I have is, well, all my sound equipment in my house is all Sony sound equipment, but my TV and the rack system, all that shit. But anyway, what happened, I actually still have my Sony stereo from junior high. It's an old 8-track record player and everything still works. But anyway, my sister-in-law, you know, my brother passed away, and my brother had a big projection screen TV, Sony, and I traded her something for it. It wasn't much of nothing. She just wanted to get rid of it, so I gave her something for it, but Anyway, I got it home here. It told me I need to replace the bulb in it. It was like 80-something bucks for the bulb. So I ordered the bulb, get it, install it, still doing the same shit, right? So I had the manual to it. So I'm looking at the manual, going through, trying to figure out how to set this color, blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, shit, here's a tech support number. So I called this tech support number down in Florida. And they goes, well, sir, I hate to tell you this, but that TV's been recalled. I said, okay. I said, well, what do I do with it? And she goes, well, here's what you do. You tear that plastic label off the back of it, and you stick it on a legal pad, cheap legal pad paper, and you send us a check for $160, and we'll send you a brand new flat panel, Sony Brava, HD TV, everything. Do everything and wipe your ass correctly. I said, okay, well, what size am I getting? We're getting a 52-inch. I said, okay, what's bigger than this one? And she goes, yep, yep. She says, our way of saying we're sorry, and you know, we're sending this new television. I said, okay. Yes.
Ron, I hope you're not wiping your ass with toilet paper, are you?
It's out of my Sony, yeah. From stuff.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I wouldn't. That's disgusting.
No, I have a new Hydro Star in my bathroom, so I'm good. Anyway, what's that?
It's called, what's that other duvet.
It's a high-pressure ass washer. It washes, dries, and sterilizes it. Does it all in one. Anyway, you can can vegetables with it. Anyway, besides that, Sony complimentary deal. Okay. So anyway, I thought, well, okay, why not? I called them. They got me legit. So I sent the check, sent the paper, blah, blah, blah. And 2 weeks later, I got a new television set out of them. So that was kind of cool. Then I went to Best Buy just to see what one of these so much has cost. I about shit a golden brick. $2,499 for a fucking TV set. No way, man. Mm-mm. I cannot see paying that for a fucking television set. I don't even watch TV. You know what I'm saying? So I have no interest in it. But, I mean, I can plug it into my computer and all that crazy shit. Fuck it. You know, but it's got 10 million connections on it. But I don't care. Like I said, but that was kind of a wild thing to see a company actually kick down like that. Because most companies say, fuck you, you're done.
Yeah, well, like I said, this shit disposable these days. I had to go get some parts for my central heating unit. And I talked to this white man, and we were talking about the parts and everything. He said, well, you know, we don't make them here no more. I said, what are you talking about? He said, man, you know, they went from copper to plastic, you know, and ceramics. And all of them come from China. Those parts I'm selling you, they Chinese too. Hell, most of the stuff I sell here is China. They don't have American manufacturers no more. I said, well, heating parts? He said, air conditioners too. I'll be damned.
China got it on lock.
I guess I got to start eating Chinese food a lot now. It just took over everything, I'm sorry. Took over everything. Next thing you know, we're going to be speaking Mandarin Chinese. Sure, yeah. I wonder if they're going to let all the immigrants and shit over there. I don't think so. But, boy, I know one thing. I wouldn't want to be a damn Somali. You talking about some wiretapping going on their motherfucking neighborhood. Sure would. Them boys tapping them wires over there. Every phone call they make, whatever they on the computer. Hell, I didn't know they were sponsoring Kenyan military invasion in Somalia. That's a new one on me. I knew they was in Yemen, you know, but I didn't know they were down there too.
Think about it. They ask you on an application, what's your nationality, what's this, what's that, and all that information, who knows if they can... That's how they can also find out what community, what, I mean, even though they know certain communities in the area, but they can actually, you know, find papers that actually can link, you know, your nationality to you. Like, oh, okay, this guy is this, this guy is that. We can, you know, go over there and investigate, find out what's up, you know?
All right, I lost connection for a minute there, kids.
Oh, you did?
Connect everybody. Yeah, I did. I'm going to try to reconnect everybody. All right. All the phone lines are open.
We all
heard Jay.
They're all open.
Oh, you hear me?
We all lost connection, Uncle Ron.
I heard Jay was here.
Yes, so.
What's up, Ron? What's up, Perry?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Well, what you didn't mention was most of the Somalis come from an Arabic root, because the Arab people who were the imperialists, they conquered most of East Africa. So the Somalis have more of an Islamic background. So that's the reason why they're prone to go towards these terrorist groups, like the one that was involved in the Kenyan overthrow of that mall, because they are affiliated with the same radical elements inside Islam as the people who were in the countries in the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia and the rest of them. I mean, they're involved in that as well. So when you talk about these elements like Al-Shabaab or Al-Qaeda, it's basically coming from the same source.
Al-Shabaab. Don't you order that at 11?
They're on the Wahhabi,
how strongly do you feel about that, John? How strongly do you feel about that situation over there?
No, I'm talking
basically what they what you're dealing with is you're dealing with a global terrorist network. Which,
they're not no Wahhabis, are they?
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say, is that they come from that same school of Islam. Damn. Because they follow that radical bent of Islam that you find in Saudi Arabia. So,
man, I love that.
So in a lot of these cases, you probably have the Saudi Arabians and the other people from the other countries like Yemen or the United Arab countries that are funding these organizations in East Africa.
Hey, but John, let me ask you a question. Do you see anything changing in the near future or down the road when it comes to organized religion?
A lot of these struggles are over thousands of years old. This struggle between Islam and the Western world goes back thousands of years. And they're reaching a point now where they want to unite all of the Islamic nations because they believe that will usher in the time of the end. And so this is more of a religious perspective they're taking. And they're trying to look for their Mahdi or their Messiah to come back. And they believe the only way that can happen is they have to reform the Ottoman Empire, they have to reform the caliphate.
Hey, now, John, how does Christianity play into this?
Well, the thing with Christianity is that the Muslims believe that the Christians are just the instrument of the West, and that Christianity is not really a belief system that is as orthodox as it should be. And that they're allowing things like homosexuality and drugs and the use of alcohol into their religion. And they believe that the Christians are not sincere about their belief in God and not sincere about their practices. So they consider them to be infidels. You know, they consider the Christians to be infidels.
But, you know, not all of the, you know, you have a strain that is very fundamentalistic, but
right. All
the Arab people are, you know, behind the times. You know, they drink alcohol, and you know,
yeah. They're
freaking things that the West does, but they just do it undercover.
Right, they do it undercover. They're more suppressed than anything, but they don't allow you have homosexuality in the Arab countries, and you have, you know, bars, people drink or go to nightclubs, but they don't allow it to overrun their society. They try to keep it underground as much as possible. And so That's the difference with them is they believe in putting the face up of their religion no matter what.
Yeah,
and so all those other
ones.
I mean, they try
Iran
to keep it hidden.
Iran's president didn't go to lunch at the UN because he said they serve alcohol there.
Yeah.
He didn't even walk in the door.
Yeah, but, John, they don't drive it underground. They don't allow it at all. And what they have allowed in their Quran is a path out. Allah has given them a path out through medical science. That's what they believe. That
they could correct it
through the doctor and the hospital. They believe they can fix homosexuality.
But it is there. There is homosexuality in these Arab countries. They do have nightclubs in their countries because in a lot of places they have to cater to tourists. And so when tourists come, they have to have bars and nightclubs to try to entertain the tourists to try to get their money. So
what I'm saying is
it is there.
Push them to correct their situation. They don't drive it underground.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that you do have gays, you do have people that drink, you do have people that do these types of things that they frown upon, but they can't do it out in the open. They can't do it in open society. So if they're not allowed to be open with it, they have to do it.
It's not like that.
They have to do it in a hidden place.
How can you live without their assistance? They cut their assistance. And so you have these tribal people outside of the main city. And that's where...
No, it's not tribal people outside of the main cities. You do have people that actually live in the cities that are probably this way, but they're not allowed to do it in open society.
Shaba, whatever it is that they go through, and then they meet the doctor, and then they go and do the snip, snip, cut, cut. Those are the ones that are allowed in the city, the ones they can reform. But the ones they can't reform, they don't give them utility assistance, they don't give them food assistance, they don't give them housing assistance, they give them nothing.
But you do realize that people can engage in behavior and not tell everyone around them that they're actually doing. So in that sense, their behaviors are hidden from public knowledge. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that you're going to have these types of behaviors all around the world, but based upon the rules of the particular society they're in, that's going to determine if the person is allowed to engage in that type of behavior in public.
And if they do, they get fined.
They'll never get
public. Out to the edge of the city, and they get pushed out of the back of the truck. And that's where they stay until they get the nerve to come back in.
Well, I mean, they may not have the nerve to come back into it if they're afraid that they might lose their life if they expose themselves.
There is a lot of Iranian families that are broken up that way. Yes, there are.
You're talking about Iranians. You know, the Iranians are first. And, you know, they're not Arabs. You know, they're Muslims, so I'm just saying they're different in their culture.
But we're talking about Islam.
Right.
Which
but
is
I'm
not thousands of years. It's just what? 1,200 years?
Well, you know, if you go to Indonesia, they're more Muslim than in the Middle East.
Well, yeah. Muslims. But we're talking about the law that came out of Muslim, which is known as Islam. And that law, Sharia law, is pretty serious in a lot of countries. Saudi Arabia holds a lot of those values.
Well, that Saudi Arabia is the top country. So all the others follow.
That's where Mecca is. Saudi Arabia is where all the religious sites are in terms of Mecca and Medina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mecca.
Yeah.
Hey, John, where do you get all this knowledge of Islam, if I may ask?
Because I happen to know a lot of people who are Muslim, Jew. That's how I know about Islam.
You go pray with them to the temples? Or?
I don't have to pray with them. I know them personally.
You question them on their religion all the time?
I don't have to question them on their religion all the time. That, you know, Jew, there happen to be people who actually read books and know things through reading as well. I mean, just...
Well, who's reading the books? You or your friends?
I mean, just besides Jews,
Jews
don't happen to be the only people who read.
Oh, I didn't know that. Who's reading the books? Is it you or your friends?
Excuse me.
It's both.
Excuse me. We have 15 minutes left before we go into overtime. If you would like to continue to listen to the call, listen to the show, or to be a part of the conversation, please call in the number 718-508-9813. Again, that number is 718-508-9813. And the number will also be in the chat room. And, of course, the chat room is open for you. Thank you.
So when you're getting all this information from your Muslim friends who read books, do you get a bibliography on the books, or you just take their word for it that the books are right?
What I said, Jew, is I read as well, and I study the Bible extensively every day. And I've also read parts of the Quran, and I've read background books on Islam as well. And I happen to know a lot of people who are Muslim. And I have gotten into debates with them about religion in the past, but it's not every day.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about taking over Africa.
So that's how I know about Islam and Christianity.
Yeah, but where's that coming from? And let me ask you,
what coming from?
You any of those Muslim friends, women?
It's both men and women.
And you take the word from the women, the Muslim women, about the books they're reading?
Well, if you know anything at all, you know, you have a lot of Muslims who are Sunni who happen to live in Philadelphia, and they do read the Quran. And so it's both the men and the women who know about the Quran. Even in some circumstances, they actually have to learn Arabic and read the Quran in Arabic.
You have a lot of people who take Arabic classes in
the city of Philadelphia who are Muslim because they want to read the Quran in the language that it was written in.
Where do they go to get to learn?
Well, they probably go to the mosque. Some of the mosques give classes in Arabic.
Could I get classes in Arabic from the mosque?
You would have to go to one and ask the person who's the imam to see if they could give you a class in Arabic.
I hope they give him a bullet.
Muslims are not violent. They wouldn't have bullets.
I could always dream.
I'm sorry. Who is that? I wish I could remember, but tell me who you are anyway.
I'm a ray of sunshine, Jew, a ray of sunshine.
Ray of sunshine. Yes, 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 I've felt that way. So, John, getting back to the mosques and all that, so you're telling me that all this is coming out of the Quran?
All of what?
Now, don't they pronounce it Quran? Or Quran?
Well, I happen to be an American, so that's the way I pronounce it. You've been hanging around with all these Muslims, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I know that, but you've been hanging around with all these Muslims. I would think that, don't they pronounce it properly when they go in the mosques?
It depends on where they're from. If they're from America, they may pronounce it differently. It depends on how long they've been a Muslim, too.
Why, you got people from Yemen in these mosques?
No, most of them are Americans. The ones that I've spoken to, they were born in America.
I've played a shrine mosque a couple times. Does that
matter
anything?
They're all learning how to speak. No, but if they're all learning how to speak the language, why wouldn't they learn to pronounce it properly, too?
I just said that if they're American, they may have an American accent. They may understand it the way an American would. So I didn't say that they had mastered the language. They maybe had learned some of the basic tenets, like the alphabet of the language or basic phrases. I didn't say they could speak the language in a fluent way.
Yeah, but wait. But when I speak Spanish in a accent that most people think is coming out of maybe Venezuela and
Puerto
Rico.
Well, good for you. That you're able to do that.
If you went and learned French, they wouldn't want you speaking French like American.
Well, that's good for you that you're able to do that, but some people, it takes them longer to pick the language up that way. They don't speak
it. Are you telling me
with
that
the accent right away?
And they're not, and even in the mosque, the imams aren't reading with the right accent?
I would have no idea what all the imams do. I'm speaking to people who are members of the mosque.
No way, you're reading it. How are you doing? Just changing the subject and message show. He's trying to make you blow up.
Be quiet now, chocolate man.
That's all he's trying to do, man.
If you were in a mosque and they're reading it, that wouldn't the words take on a different meaning? Because I think a lot of those that language depends on having.
Fuck you, is still fuck you in any language. Man, cut that bullshit out.
Well, that's not true.
The grammar is different. Arabic grammar is different than American grammar.
The Italians would say fungu.
What they say and what they read are two different things.
Well, if they're reading
where the fuck do we go on word topics? What are you talking about?
John brought that stupid shit in.
John brought it up, and I just...
John was talking about the Somalis, man. John was talking about the Somalis.
No, wish John would take
down that
road. But then he broke in with that dumb shit.
Yeah, I wish John would
question
take
that man, give him the damn third degree. Man, fuck,
yeah.
I ain't know
okay.
What he know. You go read, motherfucker.
Okay. Sumerian.
You sound upset, Kirby. Yeah. Are you upset about something?
Yeah, every time I hear your voice, I get upset.
Why is that?
Because I can't stand you.
I love hearing your voice. You're one of my favorite
people.
But
I can't stand your motherfucking ass, man.
Why is that?
I
love
you. Bullshit, I can't stand you.
I love you.
You're one of the worst motherfuckers they ever met on BTR.
Hey, Well,
that makes him feel good, Perry.
You're a fucking waste of space, man. Should never been born.
Oh, you know, my gosh. I think somebody said that. Just that thing, yeah.
Well, shit happens. Anyway, back to the topic we're on.
Thank you.
Back to you, John. What were we talking
about?
Okay,
anyway. We're talking about the fucking, our government going to shit and closing down. And, I mean, I don't really care no more. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping so. I'm with the betting team on the close down. Shut it all fucking down. Then our problems will be over. Then we get some real motherfuckers know what they're talking about and go take care of business.
It's done it before.
You know?
Did it in 1990?
It's done it before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They
were still in control.
They always get paid. No matter what, the workers always get paid. They get the day off and they still get paid for it. I don't know why everybody complains.
Starve the poor. Feed the machine.
It's a busman's holiday. Listen,
I bet everybody get paid. This ain't nothing but another one of these false flags like the debt ceiling. Same shit like it was about the debt ceiling. Stand the debt ceiling. This gonna happen. That gonna happen.
But are they trying to shake up the public? Are they trying to shake up the public? Is that what it's all about?
It needs to be shaken up.
It's about keeping you distracted.
Even a drunk motherfucker can get scared every once in a while.
I get that.
Distracted from what?
They need to wake their ass up, man.
Distracted from what they're doing. Distracted from what they do in Washington when everybody is yelling and screaming about stupid shit and they do something else.
They've done that shit so many times, people are catching on to it.
Because it works. No, they're not catching on. It works.
And I don't think it's going to work that much anymore for them. You know, because like I said, the approval rating is below 78. 78% of the population.
Yeah, but what does that mean? But what does that mean? What's going to happen?
Well,
wait a minute, Ron. What happens when the approval rating goes to
5%? Are failing.
What happens when the approval rating goes to 5%? Then what? What's going to happen? Are they going to go and throw them all out? They're going to take a big water cannon and shoot them out of Congress from one end to the other?
I guess, if that'd work.
I don't think so.
Ain't there a reset button
somewhere?
Well, we're
not going to have to minimum Republicans anyway, because the majority of America are going to be poor, and they're going to gravitate toward those damn Democrats. They're going to give out every damn thing to them, so they don't have to work anymore. So, fuck them. We're going to get rid of a whole lot of Republicans in the next election.
And one thing I do
agree with
is those Democrats are run by the Jews.
Both the parties are run.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, what are we talking about? Yes, ma'am.
People much smarter.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, answer it. All right, answer that. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Please call in so that you can be a part of the show or so that you can continue to listen. The number is 718-508-9813. And again, that number is 718-508-9813.
All facts back, Ron.
4 minutes.
Excuse me, Ron.
Yes, ma'am.
Get rid of the toll of the year, please.
Get rid of the toll of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, get rid of them. He'll pop in and pop back out. He'll be back.
He's all right.
Nah.
Don't let him talk.
Don't talk.
He's okay.
Not. I like him.
No, I like him, too.
Ron's used
and-
to
Who's that man that keeps arguing with me with the band?
I was trained in BTR on the Perry Steele show. Trust me. I've learned a lot
of
shit.
You must have missed the cover class, though. I cuss his motherfucking ass out of your chance I get.
I know, Perry. I don't get myself worked up that bad on him. I have before Frank's came out, you know, but yeah, I try to keep it cool, man, if I can. I'm getting over this bronchitis shit, so I can't really scream too much at the moment. But I'll be back. Damn it, I will be back. Heavy to go. You better call in, y'all. We got a little bit of time left here. Stick with the show. We got 3 minutes left, so you better call in at that lovely number, 718-508-9813, to be live on Blog Talk Radio. Overtime hours. Way overtime.
The most complained about internet radio show on the internet.
BTR. Blog Talk
BTR.
Radio. Sign up. It's easy. It works for some people.
Yeah, you're talking about plant.
Everybody here should get a show. Get your show. You'll be all right.
Talking about plants and raising chickens and shit. You shouldn't have no problem at all.
Where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. There you go.
Or sewing your pants while you got them on.
That's right. I betcha. You got no real to hold them for you. Don't worry about fixing the crotch. Just let it hang out. Airs it out better. That's a sweaty part of your body. It needs to be aired out. Just let it dangle.
Speaking of that, can we go back to John and the veracity of his information?
Oh, God,
let's go back.
I want to talk.
Let's go back to Kenya.
I like it.
I mean, you're in Kenya, president. They had over 200 casualties.
I'm sorry. What did you
Kenya
say,
Kenya, they had how many casualties? 200
over 200 casualties.
He said
one dead, but over 200 casualties. People shot security guards and everything, man. One person said that the president not telling the truth. He said, man, he looked in the mall. When he went in the mall, the floor was covered with dead folks. And three floors of the mall collapsed from the, you know, the grenades and stuff they were throwing out.
Yeah, that's what I heard. They were throwing grenades.
Yeah, inside the mall.
Mall.
You know, the Jews on that mall, that's why the Jewish military came down there.
Oh, yeah, the Israelis.
Yeah, the Israelis on the Jew owns the mall.
90 seconds, you better call in.
They had a circumcision station in the northeast corner of that mall for years.
Well,
this ain't anybody care what you said, man.
Oh, John's grumbling. I can hear
the
you.
Only reason why they built it,
John,
was for the
you?
Diplomats
you
and
know
the
so
tourists.
Much about that mall, John? You telling me the Muslims and the mosques are all know about that mall, too?
60 seconds.
What I said to you was that if you want to learn Arabic, go to one of the Philadelphia mosques and ask the imam if he can direct you to an Arabic class.
And they have any of these mosques have any kind of dealings
with
the synagogues?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I think
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Separate.
Excuse me, AC. Brown Beasley is a black number. He would like to get on.
Oh, don't
that'll be
$29.95.
Shut up, Jew.
He's calling from
what's
prison.
Going overtime, all the phones will be open. I'm opening up all the phones for overtime.
Who is that man with the bad microphone that keeps telling me to shut up? I barely understand it.
Well, it's not that bad then.
10 seconds. You better call in. Get on this
Thank
board.
Thank you.
Did you undo Brown
Beasley?
He's in jail.
I'm going to open everybody up. You're going to stop that. Now, behave yourself.
I can't believe he's got fish.
I don't know why you're talking to that motherfucker, Antoinette. When he on my show, he talking about you bad the motherfucker.
Oh, you better not, Jew.
No, Antoinette, you are always on the show. Now, how do you, now, wouldn't you have heard that since you're always
Bullshit.
On the show?
Bullshit, you be talking about that woman bad the motherfucker.
All right, so you better me think.
Yeah, they're not going to smile.
His mouth's so damn Perry, big, he can swallow watermelon.
Not going to smile on you from heaven, Perry, if you keep lying.
Yeah, all right. Bullshit.
Okay, all the phones are open. All phone lines are open.
Guys, I love to hear Antoinette curse, so if you can get her riled up, go ahead.
You know what? Hey, Jim. You're not going to get me to curse, okay?
Well, please. Could I say pretty, please?
Wait.
Just once. Just curse for me once.
Somebody's in the rain.
You're
yeah.
out first before I curse
that.
That's
all right.
Oh, a hell of a lot of static one. That's probably Brown Beasley standing out there in the funniest thing I ever saw.
One of the funniest things I ever saw was a guy walking around with a sign saying, curse me out for a dollar.
Only you would find that funny.
The facility that I'm in probably has better living conditions than two-thirds of Memphis, Tennessee.
Does anybody curse you out, Brown?
They can't because it's so small. There is no comparison.
Occasionally.
In volume and area.
What do you do
there's no comparison. Just like you got a little
saw,
bit of five,
I saw,
five
I saw Hustle and Flow.
That's relatively
I know what
nice.
Memphis
there's no comparison
all about.
Two-thirds of Memphis, Tennessee.
Do you have to shank
there's
them
no
to curse you out?
Pardon me?
Do you have to shank him to curse you out, or you let
him go? No, this is a pretty cool place. This is for nonviolent offenders. This is probably one of the better things that's happened in my life.
I don't believe that shit.
Well, yeah, but if somebody wants
you don't believe a lot of things, Perry. But that's
I don't
okay.
believe that shit. You a liar, man.
Wait till the first day you're out, BB. Wait till the first day you're out.
Well, he's probably going to break the law and get back in. He looks so damn good. He probably going to be what they call a repeat offender.
I need some feedback.
Somebody's doing something they shouldn't be
tell
doing.
You something. I think Curry's
That's
the
warden
that
cut on the radio.
Now they sound like they're going through a train tunnel.
Ron got some guests listening in.
They're in a damn tunnel on a train.
So, man, I got to talk to her. I was hoping everything.
I'm working on it.
Empress got a chance
there
to call in tonight because I had to ask her a question.
Okay.
I got a burning question to ask her.
I'm bringing everybody back in but that one, so.
Yeah.
You're all coming
back.
You
know, Ron and Antoinette, they said, 30,000 people in the UK die from air pollution sickness.
Oh, shit.
They said London's air is some of the worst on that continent. Oh,
that's
not
worse
Europe.
Than China. China's worse than everybody else.
I said Europe. Sure is. They got some bad air over there.
Yeah, they said the Chinese pollution in Beijing is so bad that they have special schools where they put the kids in like a bubble environment when they go outside to play during recess, so that they don't have to breathe the air if they're at a public school where it's open air and there's an open playground.
John, did you get that information from your Muslim friends, or did you read that in the New York Times?
No, actually, I got that information from Al Gore off of the offer of a news program that came on PBS tonight.
He claims he invented the internet. I wouldn't believe anything Al Gore says.
Well, look.
What city you said it was? What country?
He said it was in Beijing, China. The parents spend extra money to send their kids to private schools so that they don't have to breathe the air. When their kids go outside for recess, they go into like a bubble type outside type playground where they don't have to breathe the outside air, because the outside air has so much pollution in it.
How do they get the good air in?
Damn, I'm glad I don't live there.
Where's the good air come from?
The good air probably is coming through a filter. They probably filter the air. They probably have some air filters that they bring in better air inside the enclosed environment.
The outside air in through the filter.
I wouldn't smoke cigarettes. Because, hell, your lungs don't already be messed up.
Yeah, but they evidently have a heavy carbon in the atmosphere in China, and they're trying to eliminate their coal mines and other and the amount of gasoline that they emit out into
That's
the atmosphere
not why they have pollution
to lower their carbon
the
emissions.
Not from coal
yeah,
mines.
They said
those
double decker buses are a big contributor to their air pollution too.
When people burn coal, it puts carbon out into the ozone,
it's the factories.
Into the atmosphere.
It's the factories. It's also the diesel. Everything's diesel over there. They don't have any catalytic converters like they do in California.
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. When they burn their fuel, they're putting heavy carbon into their atmosphere.
Yeah. You're not telling me it's coming out of Mercedes Benz and all that.
If everybody's burning diesel, I don't think everybody has a Mercedes Benz. They probably trucks and cars and everything else.
You've never seen a Mercedes Benz diesel? You buy them here.
I don't drive a Mercedes Benz. I know Mercedes Benz uses diesel fuel.
Mercedes Benz makes their cars in diesel.
Yeah, I know that.
They have a gas.
But every car is not made
with
diesel. Most cars are made where they burn they're starting to go to electric cars now, part electric and part of the gasoline in terms of the unleaded gasoline. That's going to be the wave of the future, is a hybrid. Is the electric and the unleaded gasoline in combination.
Yeah, but overseas they use diesel, you know, more so than gasoline, especially Europe.
I think that you said that. Somebody's copying me. It's cheaper
to make. Well, here in America, only trucks and certain luxury brands like Mercedes use diesel.
You know, I think that we need a little bit of male bonding to go on here. Why don't we just sing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life? You still have that wrong?
Always.
Damn,
yeah.
Yeah, the bright
you
side
have
life,
a disposition
yeah.
of a hemorrhoid, Jew.
I have sometimes been called a rectal itch. That is a compliment. Thank you.
The pain in the ass.
Yeah. Let's sing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. I'll do it with a British accent. Maybe we can get Ebony to call.
You need to do a mute, motherfucker.
What's it like to not have the mute button?
Man, I'm telling you, I wish I had.
You
feel fucking with
you. Get those Skype assholes to come in. Just go,
They said they called my show and make them get your motherfucking ass. But you know, I was talking to the panel, not you. Did you understand the sanctions against Iran and how you know, how those sanctions are actually, you know, dismantling their country.
Economy.
And actually out of the sanctions, what they call a terrorist recruiter. You know, they're putting these sanctions on people that
like
can't get the medicine
like
they need.
A person.
Yeah. They, you know, like I said, you know, that's why they hate America so much. And you know, Barack Obama lied. One of his lies was he's going to sit down with the Jews. Oh, not the Jews, not the motherfuckers. He's going to sit down with the Iranians and talk to them, but he never did.
Don't they put a law or something like that where, let's say, businesses from America, private businesses can't do no business with them over there? Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you do,
yes,
you get
yes.
fined.
Wow.
Sanction. They're sanctioned.
Mm-hmm. If they catch your ass, you can get fined or go to jail one.
Jews are cold.
You go to jail
yes.
for 2 years for doing business.
So basically, not only they get the government countries to all, you know, unite to be like, all right, we're not going to help with trade, we're not going to do this, and then private businesses can do it because if they do, there's penalties on
it. Yeah,
but all many other countries can do business with Iran.
Right.
China.
Well, I heard some countries, what they do
Russia
is they
too.
Send it to one country, and then they get it from them. You
yeah.
understand what I'm
hey,
saying? They ship
yeah.
it to one
Excuse
country,
me, gentlemen.
And then they get
Beasley.
It from that country.
Yes.
Beasley, I'm getting a lot of static from you, crackling sound.
It can't be me. There's no noise over here. I don't
and
know.
You better Did talk you? To the warden or the...
Yeah, I'm getting we got it. Remove your wire.
Maybe you on a wire? You on a police wire?
He's on a payphone.
He's on a police wire?
No, he's on a payphone. He's standing up talking on a payphone.
No, I have a cell phone, Perry. I have a cell phone.
He's a federal prisoner. They get that kind of shit, man.
Shit, phones don't have antennas no more.
Watch, I'll mute you. Can you hear it? I'll mute you, but you can hear it. You can't hear it if you're in. Maybe I'll
All right, now I don't hear anything. I don't hear any noise.
It's cracking.
Now, can you
it
hear
sounds
the shit,
like
Perry,
Rice Krispies.
John, Dave,
All right. Well, if it's
yeah.
me, then I'll just have to bow out.
Mute yourself.
Real
quick.
I'll listen. I don't have much to say.
Well, I mean, he's still
talking.
Mute yourself when
you're talking. Oh. Go ahead and mute me if it's causing a problem. It's okay.
No, he's trying to find out which one it is. Oh,
okay.
It's him.
Watch me shut it off. Watch.
It might.
Watch you go away. Now, see, Beasley, I just cut you off. Now, you don't hear them. All right, folks? I don't hear
he's
them.
He's eating Rice Krispies.
So, you didn't cut me off. I didn't hear
I
it go muted.
You. I'm not cutting you off. I muted you.
Oh, okay. Muted
I like
me.
Rice
right.
Krispies.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't hear it on this end. I'm sorry.
It sounds like it's in your microphone. Did you mic too close to your face or something?
You know, I was reading this evening, man. They were talking about how horrible Blog Talk Radio audio is, and they said they're supposed to upgrade to some higher level, 178K something.
Digital.
Yeah, but
they Blog Talk Radio sound worse
than
AM.
That would be 128.
But you know what it is? You know what the real the problem is that they have a lot of shows broadcasting. That's bandwidth. And a lot of, you know, stations running all at once. Plus, they run in radio state phone calls through that. Am I right?
Have you ever heard of Spreaker? There are 128. You want to hear what 128 sounds like? Go listen to a Spreaker episode. Sounds great. Brown
Dude,
Beasley,
they got to get. They not
wearing
on the satellite.
Right?
They're
the
not
month.
The satellite.
Hold on a second. Brown Beasley, are you wearing a tinfoil hat? Because that could be causing all those pops.
No, I don't have a tinfoil hat on.
I'm going to do Spreaker call. I can't believe I'm asking you a question.
How much
do Spreaker calls a month?
$39 for the year, or I think there's one for $130 for the year. 500 hours of recording. It's pretty good.
Is that Jew Bastard talking?
Mm-hmm. That is the Jew Bastard. Oh, one with the
Jew Bastard. That's your new name, Jew Bastard.
Oh, I saw that.
That's your new name, the one angry Jew Bastard.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What's wrong?
Yeah, I like that one.
What's that going to cost to get that name from you?
I mean, give me $5. That's how much Jew Bastard.
That's more than he worked, but it'll do.
I didn't even recognize that was you, Michael Hood. That microphone's so bad. Maybe you can identify.